We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you've got my curiosity piqued here. We are going to talk about desserts.
My sweet tooth is aching. You know, I'm not as big a dessert person as I am savory, so you know. There are several desserts that I like, and I've got a couple of pies that I really like and that are easy. And then I've got a cake that I haven't made for a while. And when I was stirring around for something, I thought about this. And I think, I'm going to make one of those. So we'll talk about those. You have a sweet tooth every now and then, don't you?
Every now and then. And sometimes it gets the better of me. But I try to be good.
Oh, I know. I do, too. I'm going to start out with my plain old chess pie.
Okay.
Which I've given on here before. But it's really easy and it's really good to make. I don't make my own crust. I buy frozen crusts. I really like Marie Callender's crust, but if I don't, I just buy those at the grocery store. And I usually buy the little bigger ones, you know, some of them are a little deep dish and the others are really flat. But some of these recipes, if you buy the little flat ones, you can make two. But I really like the filling a little thicker, so I usually buy the bigger pie crust.
Okay.
The best pie, I've made a million of these, and this recipe was, I think I really first got it. I don't remember Mama making chess pie when I was a kid, but I've been making it for years, and Margaret Ames, who was a longtime Hardinsburg person, she gave me her chess pie recipe, and I think that this is the one that I got from her. And it's so simple and easy to make, and it's really good. And it keeps quite a while, you know, if you can stay out of it. You know, right. Some pies don't keep too long.
No, they don't.
This, you just take an unbaked pie crust, take 3 eggs, a stick of butter melted, a teaspoon of vanilla, 1.5 teaspoons cornmeal, 2 tablespoons vinegar, and 1.5 cups sugar. And that cornmeal is what kind of makes it a little crusty on top. And the vinegar, you can make a lemon chess pie, but if I didn't have any lemons, I just always used this vinegar. You've got so much sweet in the sugar, and it is mainly sweet. It is mainly sugar and butter. Ain't that nasty?
Yeah. Right.
And you just beat your eggs together, and you add your sugar and your cornmeal, your vanilla, your butter, and your vinegar, and mix it well and let it stand 10 minutes. Well, I don't usually do that too much. But that kind of dissolves your sugar. Then stir it gently and then put it in your pie shell and bake about 35 minutes in a 350 degree oven. Everybody's oven's a little different, but you can always tell when it's getting solid, you know, firming up in the center.
Right.
You don't want it still to be runny. That's a good pie and it's rich. You don't need a very big slice. You can serve quite a few people out of one. And most everybody, you know, some people don't like coconut. Some people don't like lemon. Some people don't like this and they don't like that. Well, there's not much in there not to like.
That's true. It's a fairly simple recipe.
Oh, it's really easy. I bet I've made a million of them, you know. Well, I have made a million. I exaggerate sometimes. I have made a lot of them. That's something you can stir up. And as I say, it does keep well. I usually keep it in the refrigerator because it does have the eggs in it.
Okay.
It's just good any way it goes.
Well, what else have we got, Miss Sammy?
Well, I got a brown sugar pie. Which
that sounds good.
The chest, only it's made with the brown sugar. And I had never eaten that until several years ago. I went with some friends to Shelbyville and Science Hill, you know, is a beautiful restaurant place there.
Yes.
And brown sugar pie was their dessert for that day. I thought it was pretty tasty.
Does that wind up being a whole lot like a pecan pie without the pecans?
It really is a lot like it. It's like okay. A chess pie, only it's made with brown sugar rather than white sugar. You know, it really reminds me of that. And they served it with a dab of whipped cream on top of it, which sort of that cool whipped cream and then the pie. Really, really goes pretty good together.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's 3 cups of brown sugar, 3 tablespoons of flour, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 4 egg yolks beaten, 3 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1/2 stick of butter melted or softened, and a pie shell. And you just beat your eggs and sugar and flour until they're light and fluffy and add your milk, vanilla, and butter. And you mix at high speed in a blender if you want to, or the electric mixer. I use electric mixer. Until well blended and just pour it in that pie shell and bake it at 350, just like the chess pie, till it's set in the center. You know, you can tell when it's set.
Sure.
Or it thickens. And as I say, the way they served it there, and I have served it like that too, is with a dab of sweetened whipped cream on top of it. Or if you want to, you could put a little bourbon in that whipped cream and give a little bourbon flavor to the whipped cream.
Well, there you go.
That's what fancy people do. The whipped cream with that brown sugar, something about that really goes good together. I like that brown sugar pie, too. As I say, I never eat it. I'd eaten a lot of Chess. You know, Dole Run used to have the lemon Chess, where you make it just like I did that other Chess, only you put some lemon juice in it, and then I always grate some of the rind in the lemon when I don't put the cornmeal. But grate, you know, zest some of the lemon rind.
Mm-hmm.
Put that, and that sort of rises to the top. It makes a little thick thing on top. I had the recipe from Dole Run, which I think I've given on here before, and I made those a lot, too. And mine was really like theirs, and they sold theirs for, you know, $15 or $20 a pie. And I always thought, boy, Sammy, you're in the wrong business.
Well, there are two pies. You said we had a cake.
This is a vanilla wafer cake.
Okay.
And for a long period, I made this a lot. And I, as I say, this is in one of my old dirty cookbooks when I was thinking about what we were going to talk about today. And I thought, I don't know when I ever made one of those. So after I'm reading this, I may have to fix one pretty soon.
Okay.
It's a cup of coconut, a cup of sugar, and 3 cups of vanilla wafer crumbs. And what I do is take vanilla wafers and run them in the food processor. You can do it in a blender. A lot of people put them in a plastic bag, you know, and run a rolling pin over them to mash them up. But I have a processor, which I like doing that with. And I think where I had a processor, I had a blender, and I did them in there. You just make your crumbs, you know, out of a box or a bag of vanilla wafers. And you use a teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 cup shortening or a stick of butter, and I use the butter, 3 eggs, 3/4 cup milk, 1 cup of chopped pecans, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. And you just combine all of that, and you put it in a 13-by-9-inch pan grease. Or you can do it in a bun pan, or then I have made it in an angel food cake pan, you know, too, one with a hole in the center. And you cook that at 350, about 35 or 40 minutes, or until a straw goes in there, you know, and it's not wet in the center. Like they said, old people used to use a broom straw, but I think broom straws are plastic now.
I know some of the things have swept up.
I know they did, too. But I do think people used to use a broom straw. I really don't remember my mother doing it, but I have heard that and seen that many times. But I usually just take a toothpick, and after you make something like that a time or two, you can pretty well tell when it's, you know, when it's done. Mm-hmm. You take your fingers and press on the top, and if it springs back, it's done. But if your finger goes down into a hot gooey. Nope, not done. Give it another 10 minutes in that oven.
Okay.
And you know, that's really good just like it is, but you can either do frosting like this, use a stick of butter, 1/4 cup, 1/2 and 1/2, and 1 cup of brown sugar. And then you cook that 5 minutes, and then you add 2 cups of powdered sugar and 1 teaspoon of vanilla and mix it up. That gives you a caramel icing. I like it is. I don't really have to have any icing on it, but cream cheese icing, you know, with cream cheese and butter and pecans is good on the top of it, too.
Okay.
And that's the cake that doesn't stick around too long, I don't think, usually.
I can understand that, too. Well, Miss Sammy, 3 great recipes today, and we do want to tell our listeners, if you'd like a copy of any of the recipes that we share here on Never Trust a Skinny Cook, all you have to do is send us an email here at the radio station, WXBC@bbtel.com, and in the subject line, please put Attention Skinny Cook. Or you can cut out the middleman and email Miss Sammy direct at sammyq@bbtel.com.
I'll be glad to furnish it for you. Somebody said she gives all her recipes away. Well, I do. I don't care. I'm not selfish with them. I'm tickled for anybody to make. I love seeing somebody and they say, oh, I made your blah, blah, blah. And I think, oh, how nice.
Well, there you go. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.